I'm Tom Evans, Vice President of Sales with Great Plains.
And you are here on Media Day and your dealer meeting, unveiling some new machines for this year. What is the one we're standing next to now?
Julie, this is our NutriPro bar. This happens to be a 30-foot model. We also make it in a 40-foot model, so it would be 1230s or 1630s, and depending on the size of the frame. This one happens to be equipped with our brand-new high-speed anhydrous colder. And we're very proud of it. It's going to really change the way we put anhydrous on. Anhydrous typically has been put on in the fall in order to let the ground mellow back down over the winter. Although there's a lot of proof that anhydrous ammonia put on in November, for example, by the time you get to April, most cases you're probably lucky if half of it's left. So it's low-cost product to put on, but very inefficient for holding it in the soil. By going to a low-disturbance anhydrous colder, we can go to a spring application, and better yet, we can RTK place it 5-6 inches off of where the corn row will be planted. And so we have better utilization. We've lost none of the nitrogen, minimum ground disturbance, so we can run a planter through it without a problem. And we can do it high speed. We can run 8 miles an hour and still seal 200-plus units of nitrogen with our spider closers. And that's the remarks that the initial owners have told us is, I can't believe I can go 8 miles an hour and seal it that well. So I think it will change the complexion of how we use anhydrous ammonia in North America.
Yes, and you pointed out earlier that anhydrous has been, and you believe will continue to be popular in growing.
Yeah, I grew up with anhydrous ammonia in Iowa. I'm a big advocate of it, I'm not. It's scary stuff and can be very harmful. But it is a low-cost form. And I have always been against anhydrous just because typically it's always applied in the fall. And it's the utilization is so poor, it's either leached or denitrified. So you've either lost it or it's in the groundwater. Where we've changed the rules when we can go to spring application and we don't run the risk of denitrification and leaching. And we know that the crop can use it, especially when it's RTK placed. And it's a kind of a win-win. So I think it will become a very economical product for the American producer to use for the future.
Talk about I think you refer to it as a spider wheel?
Yes, the spider. Yeah, well, you're not videoing anyway. Spider wheels basically came off of our planters. We have a 13.5-inch spider wheel. It's a fingered wheel, basically. We nicknamed it a spider because it kind of looks, it's round and it has lots of legs. But it's unique in the fact that it's the spider feet, basically, are designed so that it's very aggressive on a sidewall trench. That's why we use it on a planter. It will negate that smearing in the sidewall. But the feet are angled so that their point of conversion is 2 inches below the surface. So basically, it's getting this good seed-to-soil contact on seed, on when it's on a planter. And in this case, because it's so aggressive on the sidewall, and it's right at where we put the gas in the ground, the anhydrous in the ground, it's right there, and it just zips the ground shut before any gas has a chance to escape.